早安。非常高兴的，我们今天可以再跟又跟你们聚在一起。我非常想念你们。我常常想到你们。我们也为你们祷告。我们知道你们非常高兴，你们现在有个新的牧师。And 非常高兴的就是你们有这样好的祝福，但是呢，同样他今天不在我们中间，我也很想念他。
And I'm missing Pastor Ray as well.
我也想非常想念 Pastor Ray。
But I understand that he is sick.
啊，他因为生病了。
And we're having trouble with the mic. Let me see here.
Now we're doing better.
Okay.
I understand that he's sick, and when we pray in just a moment, we're going to say a word of prayer for him.
我们特别在这边为 Pastor Ray 他生命祷告。
Let's do that right now, shall we?
我们一起来祷告，为他祷告。
So, Father, we thank you for the time that allows us to come into your presence.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你，让我们能够聚在一起。
And it's wonderful to come together with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
非常高兴的，我们跟弟兄姐妹可以聚在一起。
Fellowship is such a special way in which we feel built up in the Lord.
我们可以在彼此里面，在团契里面彼此的扶持。
And we think of those who are not here today that we miss.
我们非常想念那些今天没有能够来到我们中间的一些弟兄姐妹。
And we do pray for Pastor Ray today.
我们特别是为 Pastor Ray 祷告。
We pray that you might touch his body and that he might return to us strong.
And 希望能够医治他，让他能够再次强壮起来。
And now we pray this morning for this time that we spend in your word.
And 我们今天真的是为我们祷告，因为你把你的话赐给我们。
There really is nothing more important than we can do than to feed ourselves through the truth of God's word.
没有比你自己的话能够喂饱我们更重要。
And so we look forward to doing that together.
我们要一起来研读你自己的话语。
And in so doing, to lift up the name of Jesus.
所以我们可以把主你自己给高举。
Who we celebrate today.
因为我们今天庆祝你自己。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣祈求。
Amen. So you got me here in my favorite season of the year.
你邀请我呢，这也是我最喜欢的一个季节。
I love everything about Christmas.
我对圣诞节非常的喜欢。
Now, I don't need presents.
我是不需要礼物的。
But I love the music.
但是我非常喜欢圣诞节的音乐。
I love the decorations.
我喜欢它的装饰。
We have 12 grandchildren, and we're going to be with all of them in Dallas, in Nashville, and in San Luis Obispo this season.
我们在这个季节呢，我们会跟我们12个孙子孙女相聚在一起。
And that's always a special time.
这是一个非常特别的一个时间。
I do think that it is a challenge for us to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
但对我们来讲是一个挑战，是真的了解圣诞节的意义。
There are so many other things that have become a routine part of this time of the year.
但还有这个时候呢，很多时候有些人是在为庆祝呢，已经把真正的原意给失去了。
And sometimes there's a little bit of pressure.That comes with the season.
And 在这个季节，有时候我们会觉得有些压力。
How can we buy gifts for all the people that we love?
我们呢，为我们所爱的人，是每一个都可以买礼物呢
？What will our grandchildren like?
我们的孙子他们会喜欢什么样的礼物
？And one of our questions is, what don't they already have?
And 有的时候问题是，他们是什么东西是没有的
？And then there's a lot of special events.
And 那有特别很多的一些节目。
Lots of places to go.
有很多地方要去。
And sometimes all of those things together, I hear people say to me, I actually dread Christmas.
有些人因为这么多的事情要做，他们觉得说对这个圣诞节是一个很大的一个压力。
But part of meeting together today.
但是我们今天在一起聚在一起。
Is to intentionally decide that we will not allow commercialism to destroy.The reason for this season.
我们不要为了外面的一些广告的东西，让影响到我们真正知道圣诞节的意义。
This is the time that we celebrate the greatest gift that has ever been given to us.
在这个时代，这个时间，我们是要庆祝是最伟大的礼物给我们。
The gift of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是耶稣基督。
And so today I want us to intentionally think about that gift.
我们今天要特别的好好专心来思想这个礼物是什么。
I'm probably not going to tell you anything new that you haven't heard or thought about before.
哎，我今天可能不会告诉你一些新的东西。
But I am going to remind you.
但是我要提醒你。
And myself.
我自己。
About why we celebrate Christmas.
为什么要庆祝圣诞节？
Now it's interesting when we look at the composition of the Bible that there are four Gospels.
And 在我们可以看到，在圣经里面有非常就是有四本福音书。
And the Gospels present the story of Jesus' life.
And 这个呢，这四本的福音书都是讲到耶稣的生平。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the Synoptic Gospels.
And 这四本福音书是马可、马太、路加跟约翰。
And they are called that because they present a synopsis or a summary of the life of Jesus and his ministry.
每一本福音呢都特别用不同的角度来看到耶稣的生平。
The Gospel of John is a little different.
And 约翰福音是稍微有点不一样。
Because it focuses on the words that Jesus said and some of the relationships that he had.
And 特别讲到是耶稣他所说的话跟他人跟人之间的关系。
For example, the story of Nicodemus is only told in the Gospel of John.
像尼哥底母这个故事呢，只有在约翰福音里面提到。
The story of Jesus meeting the woman at the well.
And 讲到这个在那个在那个泉旁里面碰到那个妇人，也只有约翰福音提到。
Is only told in the Gospel of John.
只有在约翰福音里面提到。
The many ways that Jesus identifies himself through this phrase, "I am," only appear in the Gospel of John.
特别在约翰福音里面讲说，我就是。
So they're different.
是非常不一样的。
Why do we need four stories about the life of Christ?
但为我们说我们需要有这样不同的四本福音来讲到耶稣的生平呢？
I sometimes think of it this way.
我有时候是这样想。
If there's an accident in the middle of an intersection,
如果有时候有一个在我们在开车的路上，在这个交接的地方，忽然有一个车祸。
Everybody sitting at a different corner.Sees the accident differently.
And 每一个人在不同的角落看到这个发生的车祸，看的角度是不一样的。
But when all the information is gathered together,
但所有的这样的一个消息全部聚在一起的时候
，it gives a more complete a picture of what the accident happened, how it happened, and what it meant.
给我们一个完整的这个车祸的发生的前后。
So I'm going to tell you how.But just as an introduction, how the Gospels look at the birth of Jesus differently.
So, 我今天要开始是讲到每一卷福音书形容耶稣生平是怎么样不一样。
How many of you know tell the birth? How many of you know that the birth of Christ is told in four different ways uniquely in the Gospels?
在圣经里面，从每一卷福音书讲到耶稣诞生都是非常独特的。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
There are two Gospels that don't really give the Christmas story as we know it.
有两卷福音书是并不像其他两卷福音是讲到耶稣的降生。
And we really rely upon Matthew and Luke to give us all the details about Jesus' earthly birth.
但是在马太福音跟路加福音就把耶稣的降生讲得非常的清楚。
Now the reason I believe this is as God inspired the Word,
因为这样是因为神把他的话给我们。
He wanted to give us the most complete picture of Jesus that he could.
他希望把一个非常完整耶稣的降生给我们。
So let's talk about how the Gospels are different.
所以我们来看看这四卷福音书有什么不一样的地方。
Matthew sees Jesus as the King of the Jews.
马太呢是看耶稣是犹太人的王。
He is writing to a Jewish audience.
所以他是会追溯他的过去的他的生平。
So when he begins his story about the life of Christ,
当他讲到说耶稣的生平的时候
he traces his lineage or genealogy to the son of David and the son of Abraham.
他会把他追溯到他是亚伯拉罕并大卫的后裔。
The son of David is a king.
And 大卫呢是他是大卫王。
and the son of Abraham as a Jew, because Abraham was the father of the Jewish nation.
亚伯拉罕是犹太人的祖先。
So if you go home and read the story of the bloodline of Jesus, you'll find in Matthew that it goes back to David and Abraham.
所以你当时看马太福音的时候，你就可以看到耶稣是从亚伯拉罕跟大卫的后裔。
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
这是非常的。
Now, Mark sees Jesus as the divine servant.
但是马可看耶稣却是神的仆人。
In fact, the key verse in Mark is this.
但是这个最重要的一个经节是这个。
Jesus came to serve.
And 耶稣来到世界上去服侍人。
And to offer his life as a ransom for many.
是为我们来赎价的。
So there's no mention of the birth of Christ. Did you know that?
你知道吗?
Do you know why?
你知道为什么?
Because in Jesus' time, no records were ever kept of a servant's birth.
但因为在过去在耶稣的时代，仆人的家谱是不会记载下来的。
So in presenting Jesus as the divine servant, Mark does not talk about the birth of Christ.
因为如此，所以马可福音没有讲到耶稣的家谱。
Luke sees Jesus as the Son of Man.
但路加福音是讲到耶稣呢，他是人子。
So if you read about the birth record of Jesus,
所以如果你去看到耶稣他诞生的记录，
Mark traces it back to his earthly father, Joseph.
然后他就会追溯到他是约瑟的儿子。
Because he's showing him to be the Son of Man.
因为他是人子。
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是非常有趣?
And he gives us a lot of information about Jesus' earthly birth.
所以可以看，让我们看他是怎么样的出生，是一个人子出生。
John sees Jesus as the Son of God.
但约翰呢，看耶稣是神的儿子。
So where does he begin the story of Jesus?
所以他是从哪里讲到耶稣的出生？
In the beginning.
还讲到他从开始。
In the beginning was the Word.
从太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
So in helping us to see the Son of God, he traces it, his heavenly divine origin.
所以他因为他讲的他是人子，所以让我们一直追溯到他是神的儿子。
So if you study the life of Christ, all four of those things are important, aren't they?
所以我们看这四个福音的话，每一卷都非常的重要。
He was king of the Jews.
他是犹太人的王。
He was a divine suffering servant.
他是一个神的仆人。
He was the Son of Man.
他是人子。
And he was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Are you confused?
你会不会非常的困惑呢？
But we see how it gives us sort of this broad picture of the life of Christ.
凡是让我们看到一个非常完整神的一个图面。
And so today I want to talk about the John story of the birth of Christ.
所以我今天呢，要追溯到约翰福音里面讲到耶稣的故事。
Now the reason I do that is that it happens to be my favorite.
也同样因为这件事是我非常喜欢的。
There are some verses in the text that Bianca is going to read for us in a moment that are some of the most important in the Bible.
我会等一下会读一些圣经节是非常重要的在圣经里面。
So John chapter 1, if you have your Bibles, and Bianca is going to read verses 1 through 5 and then verses 9 through 14. But I want you to look at those because they are very important for the words that we're going to share.
所以如果你有圣经的话，请你打开约翰福音第一章，我们会读1到5节跟第9到14节。 约翰福音第一章，1到5节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。9到14节，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。 他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情义生的，也不是从人义生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也遇见过他，见过他的荣光。 正是复读生子的荣光。
So I want to talk about four or five things that this passage of Scripture in identifying Jesus as the Word that are important for us to think about.
所以这一呢，我们今天要下面来看四五件事情，就是讲到耶稣，他就是神的道。
So if you're looking at your outline, you'll notice the first thing that I write is this.
第一点呢，我这边是写的是
Jesus the Word stood face to face with God in the beginning.
耶稣就是神的道，在太初与神面对面。
So how do I know that's true?
我怎么知道这是事实？
If you read verse 1 in the Greek, which is the language of the New Testament,
如果是你用希腊文来读第一节的话,
this is how it would exactly sound.
这个道是这样的发音。
In the beginning was the Word,
太初有道。
And the Word stood face to face with God.
太初有道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
这个耶稣就是 神的道。
There's a couple things that I think are important here.
在这边有几个字非常的重要。
So we know that Jesus says about himself,
我们讲知道耶稣怎么样描写他自己。
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
我是 Alpha Omega.
How many have heard those words before?
有多少人听到过他形容他自己这样。
So the word Alpha is the first word of the Hebrew alphabet.
知道这个在希伯来文 Alpha 就是第一个他的字。
And the word Omega is the last word of the alphabet.
Omega 是希伯来文的最后一个字。
So Jesus is really saying, I am the beginning and the end.
我就是起初的跟末后的。
All of time and its meaning is centered in who I am.
我就是从起初一直到最后末后的。
You remember in the Old Testament, Jesus said, I am that I am. You remember him saying that to the Israelites?
在旧约里面他叫做我就是那一位的。
That's a little confusing, isn't it?
但是还是让我们有点不太清楚。
But he's really saying, I am and I always have been and I always will be.
我是从起初一直到末后就一直存在的自有拥有。
But that carries over into the New Testament identification of Jesus.
这边同样从旧约又带到新约里面讲到说耶稣他是自由拥有的。
Because Jesus takes that idea of I am,
他是就从自由。
And the Gospel of John says these things about Jesus.
在约翰福音里面用这些话来讲到耶稣。
He said, I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活的神。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理跟生命。
I am the door.
我就是那个门。
I am the light of the world.
我是生命的光。
And these are things that identify that Jesus and God are together in the very beginning, as we shall see in the other phrases that we're discussing.
从这些可以看到耶稣基督跟神从起初就是在一起。
Now the second thing says, and the Word was with God.
人家讲到说神道与神同在。
And this indicates the interpersonal relationship that exists between God the Father and God the Son.
从这边可以描写到就是说这个耶稣跟这个父神的一个关系。
You remember that Jesus said when he was on earth, my greatest joy is doing the will of my Father.
所以耶稣曾经说我最大的喜乐就是成全神的旨意父神的旨意。
And you remember that God said,from the sky, when Jesus was being baptized, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
当耶稣在受洗的时候，天父在上面说，这是我的爱子。
Now, how many of you understand everything about the Trinity?
有多少人能了解这个三位一体的关系？
I don't. It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
我不是完全的了解，有的时候还是不是很容易清楚，非常不清楚。
But this idea that Jesus was with God indicates how their lives are inextricably that's a hard word, how they are entirely yoked together.
这边讲到是三位一体父与子的关系是这样的一个连结的一个关系。
And then it says, and the Word was God.
这边讲到说太初,
it's telling us the Word was God.
太初就有道, 但是呢, 神就是道。
It was the same God who created the world.
因为神创造了世界。
He spoke the world into existence.
他这边是对这个世界讲说他的存在。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, I think you have it in your notes.
但是这边讲到希伯来书第一章第三节。
Here's what it says about Jesus.
这边讲到耶稣。
He is the radiance of the glory of God.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And the exact imprint of his nature.
是神本体的真相。
And he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
所以从而用他全能的命令托住万有。
So that's an important way for us to identify that Jesus, the word, was in the very, very beginning, even when creation took place.
所以这边告诉我们非常重要，道就是神，表明道与创造世界的神在开始就是同一位。
Here's what I'm thinking. When we look at all the things that this passage says about Jesus,
在这个地方我们讲到说关于耶稣,
how would we not choose to make his birth, life, death, and resurrection the very focal point of our faith and our walk with him?
而这样我们怎么可能不会把他的降生、他的受死跟他的复活当作我们生命里面的中心呢?
Amen?So the second thing we see is this. Jesus, the Word, was the agent of creation, and he is the source of life.
And 在第二里面讲到说，耶稣就是神的道，是万物借他而造，并且是生命的源头。
So when Paul writes the book of Colossians, this is what he says about Jesus.
所以当保罗在讲到哥罗西书的时候，他是这样形容耶稣的。
For by him all things were created.
因为万有都是靠着他造的。
And things were created through him and for him.
一切都是借着他所造的，也是为他造的。
So everything that was created by God through Jesus Christ.
所以一切万有都他造的，也是借着他造的。
Even back in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, do you remember that verse?
但在创世纪里面第一章第一节。
In the beginning,
起初,
God created the heaven and the earth.
神创造了天地。
It doesn't say Jesus,
但没有讲到耶稣。
But in the Hebrew, the word for God is Elohim.
在犹太文这个希腊文希伯来文里面是 Elohim.
And that's the plural word for God.
是一个多数的形容神。
And his identity in the Trinity. So it's saying in the beginning,The Trinity was present at creation.
三位一体的神在起初就已经存在。
I love that thought.
我非常喜欢那个想法。
Because we know the one who created the world created us.
因为创造的那一位创造了我们。
Jesus is the source of life.
耶稣基督就是那生命的源头。
In the book of Psalms, we are told he is knitting us together in our mother's womb.
在诗篇里面就讲到我们在母腹里面。
John 1 says, In him is life.
在他里面有生命。
One of the verses in the Bible that's important to me is found in John chapter 10, verse 10.
在约翰福音里面第十章第十节。
And here's what it says.
里面这样说。
Satan has come to steal and destroy.
And 撒旦来这边是要偷窃。
But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life to the full.
我来这边是要给你们丰盛的生命。
And the Bible says in the book of John,
在圣经里面讲到说约翰福音
that to know Christ is to know life eternal.
讲到说约翰这样说是如果认识神的话就是认识真正永远的生命。
In the book of John, Jesus stands at the tomb of Lazarus and says, I am the resurrection and the life.
And 当耶稣在拿撒勒的坟墓的面前什么他叫我就是那位复活的主可以让人得生命。
And he stands before his disciples not long before the last supper and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在最后逾越节晚餐的时候他就跟他的门徒说我就是那位复活与生命跟道路真理生命。
Our daily life comes from God.
我们每一天的生命都是从耶稣来的。
And Jesus who sustains the world and holds it in the palm of his hand,
但耶稣呢，就是真的在世界上就像在他的手掌一样。
Holds our lives in his hand as well.
他有掌管我们的生命。
We used to sing an old song when I was growing up.
Yeah, 我很小的时候，我们唱。
He's got the whole world in his hands. Who ever heard that song? Anybody?
有一首歌，他掌。
He's got the whole world in his hands. Have you heard that? And another verse is, He's got you and me, brother, in his hands.
我们在你跟我在他的手掌里面。
So the idea is that our very life, the very breath that we breathe, comes.Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一个生命都从耶稣基督的面而来。
And the life eternal that we celebrate.
这是一个永恒的生命，我们在这边庆祝的。
Is the result of His life.
是因为从耶稣那边而来。
His resurrection.
是从他的升天。
And the life that we experience because of that.
是因为他的经历，所以我们现在有新的生命。
Here's the third thing. You still with me?
第三个。
Jesus, the Word, agent, or excuse me, Jesus, the Word, was and is the true light, which, go ahead.
耶稣神的道，他是真光。
Which gives light to every man.
照亮一切在世上的人。
Now, from the last book of the Old Testament,
在旧约的最后一本书
which is Malachi, written about 450 years before Christ,
在马拉基书里面是在耶稣降生的450年。
To the first book of the New Testament,
一直到第一本新约的第一本书
perhaps Mark, we're not sure which was first,
很可能是马可福音
we have this period of time that is called intertestamental literature.
And so, 在这一段时间是一个黑暗的时间，是没有任何的圣经的文字写出来的
A lot of big words, right?
是很多字，是不是
But in that period of time, no.Bible books were written.
在那段时间没有任何圣经的卷书书卷。
And history says it was a part of darkness, suffering, and slavery for God's people.
所以在那个非常黑暗的时间是有很多的奴隶，还有很多的痛苦。
But 450 years, here comes Jesus.
但是呢，450年以后，耶稣来了。
And the writer Paul, in writing it about in the book of Galatians, says,
在哥罗西书里面这样子说
In the fullness of time, God sent His Son.
And 在他的时间到的时候，他把耶稣把他的神儿子带来给我们
Now here's what that really means. I want you to hear this.
我要你好好听一下
At exactly the right time.
就在一个完全的一个最好的时间里面
God sent his son.
神把他的独生儿子送到世界上来
Not a minute late.
一分钟也没有延迟
Not a minute early.
也没有提早
But at the right time.
就是一个最好的时间
And this passage of scripture says, In him was life, and this life was the light of men.
And 在约翰福音里面讲说生命在他里面这生命就是人的光
The book of Isaiah, looking forward to it, says, Men who walked in darkness will see a great light.
在以赛亚书里面讲说，如果人在黑暗里行走，就会看到那个光。
And it says about this light in John 1, that the darkness cannot overcome it.
然后在约翰一书里面讲说，这黑暗不能胜过光。
And I want you to see this important truth.
我要你看到一个真理。
This true light,
是一个真光
gives light to every man, woman, boy, and girl who comes into the world.
这个真光是给所有一个不管是男孩子、女孩子跟每一个人都会看到这个真光
In Africa,
不管在非洲
In South America,
或者在南美洲
In Asia,
或者在亚洲
In every part of the earth, this true light.Comes to every man, woman, boy, and girl.
在这个真光呢，会照亮世界每个角落的每一个生在世界上的人。
How did they see it?
但他们怎么看得到呢？
Romans 1 says they see it in God's creation.
在罗马书里面讲说，他们看到是因为他们是被神所创造的。
The Bible says Every man who sees creation is without excuse.
所有看到在天地所创造的话, 你就没有任何东西可以推诿的。
And here's why.
这为什么?
The invisible things of God we cannot see that we do not understand.
比如说我们看不见东西，我们没有办法了解神。
Are revealed to us or made visible through His creation.
因为有的时候看不到，所以我们并不能够充分的了解。
So it's not just enough to see the light.
有的时候我们就光是看到光也不是足够的。
We have to cry out and reach out for the light. We have to seek for the truth.
我们必须要寻找这个真理，所以我们必须要让我们的罪来到这光的面前。
But every man, woman, boy, and girl sees this light.
但是每一个，不管男孩女孩，世界上每一个人都可以看到这个真光。
We know stories of missionaries who go into the deepest parts of Africa.
我们可以看到一些 宣道士到全世界一些非常黑暗的一些地区去。
Who have never read a Bible.
他们从来没有看到过圣经。
And a missionary describes to them who Jesus is.
但是宣教士跟他们传扬耶稣是谁。
And often they say,
但非常，很多时候他们这样说,
So Jesus is his name?
所以耶稣是他的名字吗?
As if they have already seen and heard enough that has caused them to believe in Christ.
好像就他们已经听了很多次，或者甚至看到，让他们愿意相信耶稣。
Still, God wants us to be bearers of the light.
所以神要我们能够作为他的光。
He says, I am the light of the world.
他说我是世界上的光。
Whoever follows me
谁愿意跟从我,
will not walk in darkness but have the light of life.
就不会在黑暗里行走，会有生命的光。
Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
我是世界上的光。
And then he says, You are the light of the world.
你也是世界上的光。
Which is it?
到底哪个是真的?
It's both.
这两个都是真的。
But the truth is that when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, he is saying, I am the source of that light.
但耶稣讲到说我是世界的光，他是讲说我是那光的来源。
And when I abide or live in your life,
如果我是活在你的光里面的话,
you reflect that light.
你就会反映出他的光。
That light shows through.
这个光呢, 别人就看得到。
Have you ever met someone who you never knew before?
有时候你会不会遇见一些人从来没有遇见的?
And you thought to yourself,
你就这样想,
they have to be a Christian.
他们一定是基督徒。
Because there's something about their life that radiates the testimony of their love for Christ.
因为他们的生命似乎反映出来神的光。
We are the light of the world. And we are called upon to reflect that light as we live for Christ. Here's the fourth thing that it says about Jesus the Word. Jesus the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That concept is really mind-boggling if you think about it. This was always God's plan. The Bible says that Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. So that means that God knew that sinful men would need a Savior. And the only way they could be saved was through the perfect sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. So when Paul writes about it in the book of Philippians, here's what he says. Jesus,
耶稣,
being born in the likeness of man,
他本有神的形象,
and being found in human form,
既有人的样子,
humbled himself by becoming obedient unto death,
就自己谦卑, 诚心顺服, 以至于死,
even death on a cross.
且死在十字架上。
I just want you to look at me for a minute.
我要你看到我一下。
Jesus came from all the glory and the protection of His Heavenly Father's heavenly abode.
耶稣是从一个被保护的，一个完全，一个非常荣耀的一个地方来。
And came to earth.
但却来到这世界上。
And he was born in the best hospital of his day, right?
在那个时候，他是不是生在人在一个最好的医院里呢？
He was born in a manger. There is nothing glamorous about a manger. It's a place that held food for animals to eat. In that dirty place, the very Son of God was laid to be born. He left all of heaven's glory for all the pain and suffering of earth. It's hard to even imagine what that means. But one of the things that the book of Hebrews talks about is the, and I don't be confused, just stay with me, the high priestly ministry of Jesus. And one verse is this, since therefore men share in flesh and blood, Jesus likewise did the same thing. He chose to be subject to pain, suffering, temptation, just as we are.
就像跟我们一样一样的肉体，但他选择他这样的痛苦。
And the Bible says that because he walked on this earth in human flesh,
因为他成了一个人体人子。
He understands us.
他有这样血肉之体，所以他了解我们的痛苦。
When you're having a bad day, Jesus understands that because he had bad days.
当你有一些很不好的日子的时候，耶稣基督痛。了解你的痛苦，因为他也曾经经历过。
When you're suffering, Jesus understands that because he experienced the worst suffering a person can imagine.
当你经历痛苦的时候，耶稣完全了解你的痛苦。
When you feel like you're the only family member who loves Jesus, Jesus understands that.
当有时候你是家里唯一的基督徒，认识耶稣的时候，主耶稣他也了解。
The Bible says he came unto his own, and his own rejected him.
他来到自己人的地方，但是自己人却不接受他。
He said he was without honor even in his own town and city.
在他自己的家乡，甚至都拒绝他。
So he was tempted and tried and faced every hardship that can be known in human flesh because he wanted to identify with us in our suffering.
他不再是受试探、试炼、受痛苦，因为他了解我们人每一个人所经过的痛苦。
Does that help you to know that he did that?
你能不能了解他为什么这样做呢？
To know that he really understands it?
是不是他真的是了解我们呢？
Maybe you know the story of the prince and the pauper.
也许你知道这个在Prince of Pauper.
Who comes to, he leaves his throne and walks around amongst the people of the city and he begins to understand how much they are suffering.
这是一个王子，他离开他自己的皇宫，然后来到民间去看民间的人的所受的痛苦。
He was insulated in the confines of the castle and he knew nothing about how everyday people live.
他在皇冠宫殿里面的时候，他没有办法能够了解人间所受的痛苦。
God sent his son into the flesh so that he would identify with all of the life experiences that you and I had.
我们的神把他自己的独生儿子送给我们，让我们能够了解，让他能够了解我们的痛苦。
Have you ever felt for a moment, Jesus doesn't know what I'm going through?
你有时候会不会这样想说，耶稣完全不能了解我所受的。
Or he thinks I have a lot more strength than I have.
但有的时候你会不会觉得耶稣可能不知道我们自己到底有多少的能力？
And yet the Bible says that Jesus is moved. Now what that word means is he groans in our hearts when we are suffering.
但在圣经里面讲说，当我们在受痛苦的时候，他跟我们一起祷告。
And that's because he experienced the same.
因为他也经历过这些。
So when we think about the word becoming flesh,
我们讲到说血肉之躯,
and revealing what God is like to us,
因为神怎么样也这样经历过,
which is the final part of what I want to say,
这是最后面的我要跟你一起分享的,
that should give us great joy.
这会给我们非常多大的喜乐。
Let's look at that verse, John 1, verse 14. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible.
在圣经里面，我最爱的一段圣经，一节圣经就是约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we have seen His glory.
我们看见充充满满的有恩典，有了有真理。
Glory as of the only Son from the Father.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So think of every part of that verse just for a moment.
我们先想想这一段圣经。
The Word became flesh.
我们可以看到的道成了肉身。
God in Christ submitted Himself to the weakness of human flesh.
所以耶稣基督道成了肉身来到我们的中间。
He dwelt among us.
他在我们的中间，住在我们中间。
He lived in a very, very difficult time of human history.
在人类的历史里面，他是过了一个非常艰苦的一段时间。
He was persecuted.
他是被逼迫。
Abandoned by his disciples.
而是他的门徒都离弃他。
Beaten.
而甚至被鞭打。
Experienced the most difficult, horrific death that could be given to a man.
经历过最痛苦、最可怕的死亡。
But he rose from the dead. Hallelujah.
但是呢，他复活了。
So he became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only.
但是呢，他是要这样死，但是他是一个道成肉身，我们可以看见他的荣光。
When we talk about the glory of God, it's kind of hard to put into words, isn't it?
我们有时候可以看到这么神的荣耀，有时候我们没有办法形容出来。
The majesty of God.
我们可以看到神的这么样的伟大。
Sometimes when I stand on the ocean and I look across Pismo Beach or Avila, and see the beauty of the ocean and the beautiful sky. I remember that God is the Creator, and the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God.
在我有时候去到海边的时候，我可以看到这么大浩大的海洋，这么美丽的天空，让我可以看到圣经里面讲说，神是创造天地的。
And there are just moments when I read the Word and I think about God that I sit in breathless wonder at His glory revealed to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
有时候经过这个耶稣基督，我有时候没有办法能够想象他怎么这样的荣耀，这样的爱我。
The Word became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth.
这边讲他是道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。我们可以看到满有恩典与真理。
So I want to think about those two words just for a minute before I close.
在我结束前，我们来想两个字。
Full of truth.
在这里面讲到说，我们可以看到他满有恩典与真理。
Do you always like the truth?
你是不是常常愿意喜欢真理呢？
The truth hurts.
有时候真理是会觉得会让你不舒服的。
The truth exposes our sin.
因为真理会让我们看到我们自己的罪。
So the truth can be painful.
有时候罪呢是让我们这个真理会让我们觉得会非常痛苦的。
God is full of truth in His Son Jesus to help us understand our human condition and need of Him.
但是我们的主耶稣，因为他道成肉身，是他知道我们所受的痛苦。
He's also full of grace.
但是他也是充满他的恩典。
The Bible says God sent not in His Son into the world to condemn the world.
他是来到这世界上，让我们看到这世界上的罪的问题。
But the world through Him.
但是这个世界。
You and I.
你跟我。
Might be saved.
但是我们因为他，我们可以得到生命。
That's the full of grace part.
所以这边可以看到满有恩典的意义。
Even though the Word reminds us that we are sinners.
虽然让我们看到我们是罪人。
The Bible tells us it's by grace that we can be saved through faith in Christ.
但是我们因信而称义。
So I just want to close by saying to you, you know, God became a man.
所以神耶稣呢，成为道成肉身。
And Jesus, His Son, came to earth.
他来到这世界上。
And what He really did, He showed us what God is like, right?
他是让我们看见是神。
As He moved among us, we discovered what God was like.
他在跟我们中间一起行走的时候，让我们可以看到神他自己的一面。
In fact, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you have seen the Father, you have seen me."
如果你们认识他的话，你就是认识我。
If you know what I'm like, you know what my Father is like.
如果你看到我是怎么样的话，你就知道我的父是怎么样。
He also said, "My greatest goal," he said it this way, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and accomplish His work.
同样，耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Jesus was saying the main life-sustaining food of my life is following my Father and doing His will.
如果我们遵行神的旨意的话，那就是我的食物，然后做成他的工。
And this is what the incarnation is truly about.
所以这就是道成肉身的事实。
So when John says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was with God."
所以在约翰福音第一节里面讲说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Don't forget, this is the story of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
所以这就是耶稣基督他自己的故事，他道成肉身来到我们的中间。
So how are we going to celebrate Him this season?
所以我们今天我们怎么样来庆祝这样一个圣诞节呢？
How do we celebrate Jesus the Word?
所以我们来看怎么样来看耶稣神的道。
I want to take the word.And talk about those four letters.
所以我们要来看这个道有四个字。
The first thing we can do is worship Him.
第一个就是 WORD， 第一个 W 是 worship Him， 就是敬拜他。
Did you do that today?
你今天有没有好好来到他面前敬拜他？
Did you do it yesterday?
你有没有昨天敬拜他？
So listen just for a moment.
我们去好好想一下。
The only place to worship God is not at church.
不是只有在教会才可以敬拜神。
Paul says that when we offer our lives to Christ daily, that is an act of worship.
如果每一天把我们的生命都献在主的面前的话，这就是一个有行动的敬拜。
The second thing we do is obey Him.
第二个是 O 是讲到说我们要顺服他。
Lord, with your strength, I want to live my life in a way that is pleasing to you.
所以我们要活一个我们的生活是顺服他，能够讨他的喜悦。
And the third thing is we represent Him.
第二三个就是我们能够代表他。
Paul says that we are ambassadors of Christ.
我们是他的一个使者。
We are representing Him to our unsaved family members.
我们在我们没有信主的家人面前，我们代表耶稣。
To our friends at work.
像我们的朋友，我们的工作。
In the neighborhoods where we live, we are representing Him.
我们都是要代表耶稣。
And the final thing is that we are to declare Him.
在最后一个讲第是 declare 是讲到我们要宣扬他。
When John writes the first of his three letters in 1 John, here's what he says.
在约翰一书的前面第一章这样说。
That which we have seen.
这是我们所看见的。
That which we have heard.
这是我们所听到的。
That which we have handled and tasted of the Word of God.
我们亲自看到他，摸到他。
Declare we unto you.
我们要宣扬他。
And that's what we have to declare.
所以我们今天在这边，我们也要宣扬他。
What we have seen God do in our lives.
我们看到神在我们身上的恩典。
What we have heard and read in His Word.
我们可以看到他，我们也听到他。
What we have tasted and experienced in our lives every day as we walk with Him.
我们每一天都亲自经验他自己的恩典。
How do we worship God?
我们怎么样来这边敬拜他呢?
We declare those good words of the gospel to others.
所以我们要宣扬他自己的福音跟别人分享。
Thank you.
谢谢。